Jesus' name, we come boldly to the throne of grace this morning. Oh, rejoicing and singing praises and thanksgiving, for Christ liveth in me. Thank you that we are assured that now are we the sons of God. Thank you, dear Lord, that we know that when we see you, we're going to be like you. Now we are grateful for that song, God in the Rivers. Lord, you're going to give us a message here if you tarry in just a moment. That's going to cross and already has crossed every single one of them. Lord, it's going to be our rejoicing. Oh, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, we abound in that hope this morning. And God, thank you. That doesn't just sustain us, Lord. It lifts us over. It causes us to overcome. Lord, it gives us singing in the night. God, thank you again that you're the rod and the staff. And yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. Lord, you're with us. Lord, we can never be separated from you, for you are faithful to the end. We thank you, God, for all of this goodness. Lord, so undeserved, so unmerited, but so wonderful, it magnifies your grace. Help us to go in and take all of it. May we magnify the beauty of your love to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Open your Bibles this morning. We're going to start today in Esther chapter 1. And we'll be moving through. And thank God again for the leading of the Holy Ghost. But in Esther 1, we're going to begin today talking about willing to be on display for the Lord. Willing to be on display for the Lord. That we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, brothers and sisters. Sanctified. That means set apart. And in some respects, maybe there's no better story than Esther. God help us to be willing to be put on display for the Lord. And if you know about this story, it begins with King Ahasuerus. And he is very in love with his queen. Her beauty to him is very captivating. He has given everything to her. And given her that place with the crown to share with him. And she's so beautiful. And he's so in love with her. He also is in love with the people. And he wants to share her beauty with them. And in the 11th verse, it says that the king wanted to bring Vashti, the queen, before him with the crown royal. And notice that with the crown. She has the crown. To show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But in the 12th verse, it says, but the queen Vashti, she refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. And it's precious in this story, and I will take a moment here. When Esther is the one that heeds to that calling, it's the chamberlain, the keeper of the women, that represents the Holy Ghost there. The Holy Ghost ministering to you right now. Come forward, let him show off the beauty that you are to him. But you notice here that Vashti, she refused. That encouragement, truly here of the Holy Ghost, is what this is representing. To come boldly, to come before, to let the king show her off for him. All right? Now, maybe she didn't feel like it. Maybe it was just a bad day. Maybe she was just being a little bit selfish. Maybe a lot of people could have understood. But oh, what it cost her. Oh, what it cost her. This momentary lapse or whatever you may want to think of this as. Because in verse 19 it said, and King Ahasuerus gave her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And here comes Esther on the scene and she receives that place. A little orphan girl that didn't know nothing about it. But the one thing she knew, my goodness, you mean you want to give all that to me? Let me have it. Praise God, that's what she did. She knew nothing about it. She took the instruction from her uncle that said, you know what, honey? You go listen to that chamberlain, and everything he says, you take. And anything he doesn't say, don't you even have anything to do with it. You just take exactly what he has. And I'll tell you what, she was the highest favored. She was highly favored. She was loved beyond. And she was loved so much when the king saw her, as you know the end of that story, he said, "Oh, honey, what's mine is yours." Praise God. All right. He's captivating us here a little bit. But you see, Vashti, she lost that crown. In Revelation 4:11, the word of God tells us, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." Now, I'm preaching to a bunch of people here today, and I'm praying all of you understand that your salvation is assured. It can never be taken away. This crown that he's speaking of here is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And this Vashti is a wonderful example of this. Herself got in the way. And I was thinking about how God brought this to my heart this last week. It so parallels our current Bible study. In Romans chapter 8, verse 19, it says, "For the earnest expectation of all creation." So what it's saying here is all creation is waiting for this moment. And what is that moment? It's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. All of creation, it's groaning, it goes on to say. It's waiting for that moment. And it's the moment that Christ Jesus is going to reveal to all the one, his bride, his wife, and make known to them that I have loved her. That's what this is all about. Praise God. You see, Jesus Christ, he wants to show you off. He wants that for you. And especially someday, praise God. And as I just mentioned, to show them to know that I have loved thee. His earnest desire, brothers and sisters, is for you to be on display as his bride adorned. Someday, as the word of God says, descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Oh, and what a sight she'll be. But what the word of God is encouraging us here is for that to happen over there, brothers and sisters, it's got to be happening here today, right now. It has to be happening here, right now. The word of God says that his wife hath made herself ready. Isn't that interesting? Now, I know most of us have heard that and been encouraged about it before. But how much it relates and is part of what we're talking about today. It didn't say there, his bride hath made herself ready. It says his wife hath made herself ready. She is occupying right now as his precious, faithful, adoring, virtuous wife. Praise God. She has taken that from him to be on display for him right now. And see, brothers and sisters, what this is getting at here is we must be willing to be on display for him now, or like Vashti, the crown will be taken away. Now, on display for Jesus. Boy, what a bunch of thoughts you can get from people about that. You talk about that to most Christians, and oh yeah, you got to really be something. That's why when you usually go into a church, I'm just going to tell you as it is, they're going to find something for you to do real fast. They're going to get you hooked in. We're going to put you in this group and this, and you're going to be second command to something of this and nothing. But it gave me a title, so I guess I'm something. Come on now. Or it could be because I wear a skirt down to here, or I wear a tie to church, or you know what? I got the biggest Bible when I walk into this place. Huh? See, we understand and we know no way to that. Matter of fact, being on display for Jesus is exactly the opposite. And listen to the words that the Lord has given me today. Being on display for him. For him. If you go over to 2 Timothy, there's a wonderful verse over there. A lot of wonderful verses all the way through the Word of God. But in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, it says there, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." What that is saying there is that the Lord wants vessels that are just for him. He wants those precious vessels, praise God, that are only for the master's use. And we were talking a little bit about it on Wednesday. Brother Hill would have some very sweet things and cute things to say to us that meant a lot. And one of them that he'd talk about was a mustache cup. That's a vessel that's only for the master's use. I remember when I used to have a mustache, my wife bought me a mustache cup. I'll assure you, no one ever drank out of that. No one ever saw that. But this guy with this mustache, it was my cup. Now, I had other things in that house that people could come in and see and do and all that, but I did not get my mustache cup out and say, look at my mustache cup. But I'm going to tell you something that was a very dear vessel to me when I had a mustache. As silly as it might have looked on my face, it kept a lot of stuff out of my mustache. But I think you get what I'm getting at here, is that was my vessel. That was only for me. That was treasured by me. That was put away for me. There's other things in our house, in our household, and things that we can think of right now that are treasures to us that are just shut up for our use. And I mean nobody but the master, and only he gets to use them. What we're getting at here, brothers and sisters, is the Word of God tells us the last shall be first. In 1 Corinthians 12:23, it says that the least honorable parts of the body, he is going to bestow the most honor on. Did you hear that? The least honorable parts. Some of those parts that are overlooked, you don't even know they're there. Those are the parts I'm going to bestow the most honor on. The Word of God says, he that will lose his life for me shall find it. Hidden away. Hidden away. I think how faithful God is. Sometimes he'll have you going places you never wanted to go. Ask Jonah. Huh? What has he done in your life, honeys? Has it been worth it? I know a lot of my brethren here. I know your lives. And there's some things that, yeah, they're an ache to me. I didn't go through it, but in a sense, in the body of Christ, the Lord so sweetly touched me with some of them infirmity. And as much as I would have wanted something different, or maybe like to see it a different way, I know that God had a perfect plan. God's got an absolute perfect plan for you. And if it was any different in any way, it would come up short. It would miss that mark. Everyone, and I'll really emphasize today, for most of us here, of those down settings, those goals, those things that were just right there, that I worked so hard for. But God in his faithfulness, he said, honey, I got something better. I got something better. Look into the Word of God. Your day hasn't come yet. They say that a lot of this social media stuff for people and these kids, it's because everybody wants now their 5 seconds of fame. I'm serious that they do these goofy things. They put post things and all that, and a lot of times it just gets you in trouble. You realize he's going to put a certain company on display for the ages to come. He said that he'll have them come before you and bow down to worship in his glory. I groan for that. For him to imagine that grace that God has so freely bestowed to us, that he wants that for me, that he wants that for you, that there's nothing worthy to be compared with that glory that shall be revealed, that is right there for you to take. It's not for those that you've watched come in here for all those years and just looked across the pew. Yes, it's for them, but it's for you. His brother prayed, God, don't let me pass it by. Don't let me miss that best part. Don't let me time and time again just put it off. There's a field with all the fullness of God that's got your name on it. You are that vessel prepared before unto glory to be the vessel to the praise and the glory of the highest of His grace. He wants to display you. I can't imagine it. I can't comprehend it. But the one thing by grace I can do is I can receive it and believe it. Because He said it. And as that becomes my complete affection and my complete desire, that Lord, I do, I'm persuaded that You're able to keep this, which I've committed unto You. I'm just committing the Word of God back to You that You've given to me. I'm bringing that to the altar. That's the Lamb that I bring. I bring the promises of God to Him. I believe Him for that, for my life. I know that His promises are yea and amen. I know it is impossible for my Father to lie to me. And I bring that by the strength and the power of the grace of God under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I believe Him in Jesus' name. I ask You, Lord, and You will perform it. Now, the world don't understand these things. Most Christians don't understand these things. But I'm going to tell you something. The mature sons of God, they know soon they're going to be exalted. Exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. It doth not appear what we shall be. But you know what? I know, because the Bible tells me so, that when I see Him, I'm going to be like Him. I try to do a few things for my body to make me feel better. I try to eat a few different things to make me not feel so comfortable in these pants that are tight. But brothers and sisters, I got a body coming. I'm not going to get too overly concerned about this one. These parts are wearing out. Praise God, I got pain every day. It just makes me more thankful for the body that's coming. Maybe I got one that's too good and too pain-free and too all these things. Man, I might not be thinking about how good it's going to be to have a body like unto His own. Oh, all His benefits to me. He's in the little things. Oh, that silly stuff. Oh, no, it's not when I'm hurting. Sometimes it's the only thing that gets me by. Abiding and confiding with Him. Oh, yeah. The little things. But see, brothers and sisters, these are the vessels that are hidden from view. They are. These are the vessels that are hidden from view. These are the ones like the widow in her mite, the woman with the issue of blood, the Gideons, as the Word of God says, less than the least of the whole household. How about Mary of Bethany? We speak of her often, who chose the better part at Jesus' feet. Well, you know what she chose the part of? She chose the part that's not very popular to man. She chose the part, praise God, that's not very popular even to family, to familiar, even to my sometimes Christian brethren. Matter of fact, she chose the part of ridicule, misunderstanding, even the part of judgment. But praise be to God, by the grace of God, He chose that place for her because it was the most valuable. It was the priceless place. It was the place, praise God, the most dear to Him, the place that is shut up completely to God. See, brothers and sisters, these are the ones that have the contrite spirit. The ones that are just thankful for the grace of God. The ones, praise the Lord, that live the grace. He must increase and I must decrease. Isn't that beautiful to you? No, really, isn't that beautiful to you? To think the Lord gave you that opportunity to believe Him, to praise Him in that, Lord, you must increase and I must decrease. Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! I don't want to miss a moment to praise the grace of God. I don't want to miss out on a moment of that. To praise Him all the day long for His grace. Everything, every downsetting, every uprising. Thank you for this grace. Now, as we close this up, I'm encouraged that maybe some are getting this. Some actually see this is a glory, praise God, that I need. Amen? But I know this so true, there's a battle. Lord, even though I see this and even though I want this, how does it transpire in my life? How does this happen? I hear this message time and time again. I love that message. You wouldn't be here time and time again if the love of God didn't draw your heart. You'd go look for some type of sensation. You'd go look for entertainment. But somehow, some way, in the faithfulness of God, He keeps you coming back. Can't miss that. And I pray it's not out of guilt. Sometimes God even uses that, I guess, in a way. But that's not from Him, because He don't do that. But it's just love that brings you into this place. But, sweethearts, I'll tell you this. Sometimes I think, Lord, how does this self get out of the way? How does this self get out of the way so the glory can transform me? And praise God, He always reminds me, honey, you got to know more of my love. More of His love for you. Not this global thing that everybody wants to talk about. Not touchy-feely stuff. I'm talking about His love for you. How much He absolutely is passionate about you. The Word of God needs to minister to your heart that way. And you know who will do that and wants to do that is the Holy Ghost. Those chamberlains, remember that? As we started? They were the ones that went to Vashti and said, come on, the king loves you, so he just wants you to put out, go on display. So all he wants you to do is to just show the beautiful work that he's done. Come on now. But see, if you don't listen to the ministering of the chamberlains, the Holy Ghost, you're not going to go. You're going to find the reasons that the enemy wants to give you why you're not going to go. You don't feel good. It's not right. Somebody didn't treat me right. I don't like them. You've been given all that and you're telling him this? No wonder the crown was taken. Brothers and sisters, God help us to anticipate. Lord, you got something for me today. You got something for me today. You have something for me today to go wait in a line for a job? Or was it more important, oh, there's a big desk waiting over here and you get to drive up in your Mercedes to go do that today? What took more faith, maybe? What glory hit? Huh? I don't care which way it was or what he had you doing that day. Don't miss the glory in it. You can waste your life, as we've heard many times, in a gutter. You can waste it in a boardroom. You waste it when your life doesn't praise Him for His grace. Quit murmuring, people. Stop it. Those ones that murmur, they waste it in a desert. Stop that. I know you hurt. I hurt at times. I moan at times. I murmur at times. But the love of God, it constrains us. It contains us. It saturates us. Honey, look to the Word of God. Look what I'm doing. I'm building this for you. I'm taking your life from glory to glory. I'm showing my faithfulness off in your life. I'm bringing you into things that you can't handle, that you can't control, that are so beyond you, because I'm going to magnify my grace. My grace. That's what it's going to be. She understands that. Praise God. That's what it is. Lord, help us someday. Maybe all of us will run out of here singing like that. Don't be embarrassed with that. You better learn to get touched with the things of God. It'll evidence and manifest it in different ways. I understand that. But don't you dare be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That's my body. That's a precious, oh, hallelujah, a joint that supplies me so richly. Take it. Take it. Now, do you believe the Lord for these things? See, you got a choice. You can either just go in that mire of unbelief, or you can start believing God today, and there is a power that will lift you. And it's the grace of God. It is so wonderful. We're going to go on with this tonight. God help us. We'll shut this down. But I was even thinking of Peter. And there he was out on that ocean and that sea, I should say, and the waves were coming up and all of these things. And we know he was walking on that water looking at the Lord. And I always thought, oh, how powerful and wonderful that is. But what he was looking at was grace. He was looking at grace. He was looking at Jesus. It's all there. You're going to look at grace. Don't take your eyes off of grace. I'm going to close it up now. God help us, brothers and sisters, to really see how much He loves us. To be enlightened and enlightened day by day, moment by moment. Never ceasing, ever increasing, ever increasing. Don't flatten out. Lord, He'll bring it, but just be a willing vessel. Be sitting there open. Amen? Bring more of it on today, Lord God. Talk with Him, walk with Him, be a thankful vessel. Be praising Him. Young people, same thing. I encourage my kids all the time. And they get irritated too. But the Lord, He don't take any time off. And He's exercising this daddy, this pastor for you. I'm not taking any time off. The love of God too great. We're in the balance. We're at that end. You talk about it might be the last 10 yards. I don't know. But man, the finish line is right there. I look at that window every time I come. And I know it's just right there. Right there. This is probably the last hill. I'm going to see Him leaping through the field as I'm running off my camel. It's that soon. That's the passion. Oh, and somebody might say, maybe 40 years go by. Oh, that fool, look at that. No, I never wasted a day if I live like that every day. I never wasted one moment. And you talk to anybody here that's getting up there in age. We got some 90s in here and all that. Was it a long time? Was that a long time or was it a vapor? It was a vapor, wasn't it, honey? Vapor. The Word of God is true. It just went. No matter how I hit heaven, it's going to be a vapor. The reality of who we are in Christ needs to grip us. That it's not just my life, it's my only life. Christ in you, I'm going to tell you something, the hope of glory, that defines you. I'm just giving you the Word of God. You're not your own. You're not your own. He bought you with the precious blood. Everything that has breath is going to praise the Lord. Everything. All of creation, even the rocks are going to cry out. And it's all going to start hitting when He has His glory with Him. Okay, all right, and all His love is to you, and all His love is to me, to share all His glory with Him. Amen? Amen. To be on display for all to see, His masterpiece of grace, and all we have to do is say, I will go. Because He does all the transforming, He performs it all, and He is all the glory of our life. Come hither. I will show ye the bride, the Lamb's wife. And He carried me away in spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. God help us. God help us. Do you want to be on display for Him? Do you know how much that pleases Him? No, you don't. In the ages to come, in the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness to you, you'll begin to see just a little bit of it, moment by moment. God help us to want it, but you have to be on display for Him now. Amen? You're a sweet people. You're His people. And He wants you for His wife. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank You and praise You. We glory again in how You love us. Lord, there's a lot of hearts in here today. Thank You for that. Lord, You're ministering to each and every one. Some might be here the first time and kind of wonder what just happened. But see, God, even in Your faithfulness, You just say, Lord, I'll go. You'll perform it. Now, Lord, we thank You that the Word of God says that, yep, the things that Paul said, those things that were preached today, they're hard to be understood by those that wrestle with the truth. But, Lord, by Your grace, we're not going to be those that wrestle with the truth. Lord, You said it, and it's so. Lord, let me believe it, and I'll receive it. Now, Father, again, we thank You for the promises that You have to us, and they're all in love because God is love. We thank You that You're all love to us. We thank You for this great message. Help us, Lord God. Help every life here this morning to respond to this, to take time, to know that, you know what, we've been with Jesus today. We've been with Jesus today. To take note of that, Lord God. There's a burning going on right now. Help us to respond to that, Lord Jesus. We thank You for Your faithfulness in Your precious name. Amen.